Hey, welcome to the Third City Podcast. My name is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. So this podcast is my attempt at creating my own advertising agency to counter the message that they bombard us with. And by helping myself, I hope to help you. And by listening, placing your attention and consciousness this way, you're participating in Third City's creation. This week, at the beginning, I wanted to give some more meta background on the picture of Third City, and I'm going to focus on the concept of they. Now, the concept of they began as like a representation of people who are strong, they're powerful, they control things, but they're far away from you and I. And if you hear people's conversations, they would refer to they, some kind of overarching concept using conversation for common people would use to refer to, let's say, government, scientists, corporations, some kind of conspiratorial thing that happens far away from us. And so as I was creating Third City and my desire to see words as more than just sounds, but referring to things, I always look for acronyms. So to make they into the bad guys, what would they be? As opposed to we, who we'll talk about another time, we as the good guys, as the worthwhile endeavor. So the way I conceived they is T-H-E-Y, the holy evil universe with the Y, which communicates the following things, I guess. First, they are somewhat removed. Therefore, the concept of holiness is something that's like far away and removed. And a double meaning also of holy, meaning they're holy in control, implying that you and I don't have control. Evil, meaning the they in this context is normally the bad guy, somebody far away who's taking control of me, some kind of conspiratorial actors of power in the world, some kind of Illuminati or bad guys in the background. And since they rhyme with gray, it goes very good with this kind of like overarching context which blinds us from the world of color. And they, gray and obey, also go together too, that they tend to use psychology as a mass tool for manipulation of people in the population. And then universe with a Y, it's the universe, Y-O universe, because it's practically impossible, especially in today's day and age, to not be part of they. I mean, because we live in an interconnected world with the world economy and the all-encompassing nature of the interconnected world we live in today with technology, it's basically impossible to not be part of they, even if you want to not be part of they, you know, unless you want to be like the Unabomber. You know, you can go live in a cabin in Montana, but even they speak about the Unabomber. I listened to a podcast about him. Even him, he had to go down into the valley sometimes and buy stuff. It's pretty much impossible to live by creating your own world. We all so interconnected with each other. In terms of imagery, I always drew or imagined they's headquarters as a pyramid in the center of Third City. And the pyramid often has a metaphysical or metaphorical concept of a top-down power. A all-seeing eye at the top. You could see implications of Egypt and Pharaoh. And the recent years of power, as the power of computation has increased and the power of algorithms and the computer programs that run the algorithms could take more and more control of our lives. I blended the concept recently of they with AI, meaning they-I. Sounds like AI, but it really means they and they-I. Which I thought was cool. Interestingly enough, it just happens to be that I listened to yesterday that Webster's Dictionary actually came out with a word of the year this year, and the word is, you never guess it, for 2019, it's they. So we're living in a strange time with this like a messianic drive for unity, and we all know that we're going towards greatness. Unfortunately, the flip side of that is we're breaking down all multiplicity. We're looking for unity, and even the clearest distinctions that we live for today, that we have in the world, that are like the most functional, the concept of even male and female is being challenged, and the concept of they is being used to refer to like a gender neutral pronoun. But it's, to me, just emblematic. The concept of they is true and real, and becoming more real day by day. So thank you. Hopefully that piece of meta explanation of what Third City is, or a piece of the puzzle of Third City, helps to bring it in clearer focus into the concept. So we're going to move on. This is chapter 21. You can join me on my journey. Please be curious, be present, and I'll see you on the flip side.